That means this is your best time to buy the new 2013 you've been wanting at the best price of the year. These are the deepest discounts and the biggest rebates we've offered. So if you want a great deal on a new ride, you know where to go.
Shop Guatney in Jacksonville for a 2013 Chevy Silverado regular cab starting as low as $15,995. That's over $8,500 off MSRP. A new Chevy Spark is sale price this month at $10,895. And a 2013 Chevy Malibu LS is discounted $5,000 at $17,995.
These special prices are good for a limited time only, so don't miss a great opportunity to drive a new Chevy at a price you can afford.
Only at Guatney Chevrolet, Gregory Street exit in Jacksonville, and at GuatneyChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, find new roads. Stock numbers 12736, 12900, and 12990.
Welcome back to the Fury Electric Studios. Give us a call at 433-1037.
First, you gotta do the truffle shuffle.
Come on!
Do it!
Come on!
Do it!
Cut it out, Mo.
Now, back to the zone with Justin Acri.
Hey, guys!
Hey, guys!
It's 10:37, or 10:37 if you prefer. Welcome back. In the Zone, Fury Electric Studio, and back by popular demand, Evan Demerle, because, I mean, he had such a great 45-second segment the other day. Oops, my bad. Sorry, buddy. It's good that I appreciate you. Your skin is so thick that you were willing to take a backseat to the Pine Bluff mayor and still return for a performance on the Zone.
There's a lot of olive oil in this skin, Justin. Half Turkish.
I didn't know that. It's good. Yeah. Good to know.
Water resistant.
I don't even know where to go with that, so I won't go anywhere. We're going to talk about a few things with Evan. If you want in today, 433-1037, 1-800-477-1037. Also encourage you to vote on the best fullback in Razorback history. And this is a poll that is being – is this on your site?
Yeah, this is just on my little blog.
Sportsseer.com.
TheSportsSeer.com.
TheSportsSeer.
TheSportsSeer.com. But no, I did a piece for Sporting Life Arkansas about Mark Pierce, the really good fullback who kind of had a tragic outcome. And I mean, Pierce is one of the best fullbacks in program history. So I kind of said, well, who else would be in the conversation, and threw it out there.
Mark Pierce was an elite high school player, is my recollection. And he did not. He had some good moments with Arkansas, but a tough dude, a great blocking back, and had his moments as a pass catcher and a runner as well. He, to me, was, if I remember correctly, he was the nut job on the offensive side, and then we had Bua on the other side. And those guys were both, it was the face paint, yeah. It was the crazy look in their eyes. I mean, those guys were both nuts. I would question whether or not there were any performance-enhancing drugs with Pierce, but, I mean, he was always a little off-kilter, too.
And you know, Pierce probably didn't do the face paint to the extent that his immediate predecessor, Sasha Lancaster, did.
Yes.
as a converted D lineman,
yeah,
to fullback.
Right.
And of Pierce course he came in as a tailback and then was converted.
Sasha became a star with the Twisters, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And he was good. He was a good guy.
Oh, yeah.
He was pretty stable by comparison, though. Pierce and Bua were always a little off. And I love Tony Bua. He's one of my all-time favorites.
Where's Bua these days?
He's back in Texas, I think. He was in Northwest Arkansas for a while. He was training kids and adults, I believe, too. And he was on the show a couple times with us. And I think he's back in Texas now. So,
okay.
But he's a Louisiana native, I think. But I think he's in Texas. Anyway, he's not up for best fullback for sure. So what'd you find out? Pearson incarcerated now?
Yes, he is. He is incarcerated in a maximum security prison in East Texas, the Beto unit, I suppose. It's named after a
what town is it in?
It's not in a town. It's in a community.
Okay.
Something Tennessee community.
Okay.
It sounds depressing just from what I read. Comments on a message board. I mean, I obviously haven't been to the prison and just was reading comments, but sometimes they have lockdown where these guys don't have, it sounds like they don't have interaction with the outside world and possibly don't have interaction with other people for an entire, like, 5 days straight, which just, you know.
That sounds like a prison.
Sounds like a serious prison. It doesn't put much faith in being able to rehabilitate the whole person.
What, refresh my memory, what exactly happened. There was a killing involved in his whole deal, but there was multiple crimes involved in this deal.
Yeah, right? I mean, I think you know Arkansas fans would most remember him for his last year as a junior at the 2003 season, and right before the season began, he was apparently, based on the police reports, he beat up a man at a Fayetteville liquor store one night. Then a few hours later, was drinking. He was 21 at the time, but drinking with an underage friend who was 20. And the undercover cop comes up to the friend and starts questioning her. And he goes up to the cop based on the police reports and is like, "What are you doing? What's up?" And they're just like, "We're just talking to her." And then he gets really belligerent and he starts yelling at him, cursing and stuff. You don't want to do that to cops.
No, they don't like that.
And so he's like charged with governmental interference. Mm-hmm. And I forget the other charge, but all of that ended up in a resulted in a suspension against one of the first games of the season against Tulsa. Nutt sat him for Tulsa, but then made sure to play him for Texas the next week, which Arkansas beat number 6 Texas on the road.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was in 2001?
That was in 2003.
Oh, three. Yes.
This is Cedric Cobb's last year.
Yeah, that was the Matt Jones 61-yard run, knocked out at the 1-yard line. I was at that game, and I said, "Boy, their cheerleaders wear chaps. That's cool." Anyway, wow. Sorry, I digress. Go on.
I kind of stuck with you, didn't it?
Stuck with me, too.
It was a great day.
Vivid.
Because I remember sitting at the half going, holy crap, Arkansas's beating Texas, and Roy Williams has been has been made ineffective, and he fumbled on a little screen pass. They threw him towards his own end zone. Then Arkansas ended up scoring. I'm like, there's no way they can possibly keep this up. Is there? And there was.
They kept it up. Similar, I guess, to that Cotton Bowl back in 2000.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Exactly.
Probably the two. Would you say that's the two greatest on field? That and the LSU win, you know, in 2007, the two of the three greatest moments in Arkansas football history, just from an emotional standpoint, in the last 14 years.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably safe. That 0-3 win, and I was like, here, the thing that stood out to me a few things. Obviously, the cheerleaders. The performance of Matt and Cedric. I mean, I don't know that they ever looked better in a game. And Matt got knocked out. I don't think Matt was 100% healthy in that. We'd have to ask him. Because I never saw Matt get really caught before, but he was it was impressive. And then the lack of intimidation factor by Memorial Stadium. You know, you'd heard about Texas, and Austin's obviously a great town. And when I was working at KTV at the time, we did this big 2-hour special because it was an ABC game. We did a 2-hour lead up to it. It was a huge deal, but I was really surprised by how little noise, and of course they were disappointed in the way things were going.
Right.
But how little the intimidation factor was and how little the road of the home impact was for Texas that game.
Did you find it weird?
It was a little surprising, I guess.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Austin knows weird.
I expected more. I just expected more from Texas and being a great traditional program. And hey, they're still number one in merchandise. They got that going for them.
They just weren't used to getting punched in the mouth in their own stadium back then.
Well, they've won a title since then, so I'm sure they're probably over it. But anyway. Okay, so then what happened?
Then what happens, Pierce doesn't have as good of a season his last season as a junior than he had as a sophomore when he looked like one of the best, probably maybe the best fullback in the SEC, and then he goes into his junior year as Sporting News' best fullback in the nation at that point. So he's looking like a definite NFL draft pick.
He was that highly thought of. Well, that's okay.
Yeah, he was super highly thought. I mean, part of it was the assumption, maybe some of these publications didn't know what was going on behind the scenes with some of his intangibles, those problems. And other people thought, well, it looks like he's turning it around when he came back in August from being gone just without – no one knew why he was gone. The reason was emotional issues, but he was gone for a full month out of Arkansas. Just left the team during summer workouts. Turned out later he was gone spending 4 weeks at a chemical dependency rehabilitation center in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. So his season doesn't turn out as well that's fall. I don't think he gets in any more trouble though after that August incident. And then like after the LSU game, you can tell me. I mean, you can probably remember this better than I do. But just kind of looking through the archives, apparently he got into it with Nutt and the coaches. He may have also been involved in another scuffle at a bar, but it didn't come out in the reports or anything like that. And Nutt just severs. It's kind of mutual, but Pierce leaves the team. He says, "I'm going to declare for the draft," but he does not get drafted.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
And then the trouble he got arrested, and I guess all this went down when.
Why he's in jail now?
Right.
That happens. Like he tries out for the Dallas Desperados AFL team.
Ironic.
Yeah, back in the Arena Football League team in 2005, and very ironic. And he doesn't really make it there. It's cut early on. And then in 2000, I believe six, he's caught with methamphetamine, and there's a drug charge involved, and he's sentenced to like 10 years, but he gets out on probation or parole. And then he kind of decides, this is all happening in Mississippi, but I think against his parole, he ends up back in where he's from in the Fort Worth area. And then the really tragic thing happens in like late 2008. He just apparently was hanging out at a golf club and too much to drink, golfing with his uncle, brother, you know, some other friends, gets in his car. And the car, by the way, was reported stolen by his mother. Mm. So who knows? But gets in his car and just starts, I guess, swerving around and hits a van. And the guy driving the van was a father of three, dies at the scene.
Oh boy.
Pierce doesn't know this, of course. He's probably panicking. He just ends up running away from the scene, you know, leaving the scene of the crime. And he's caught an hour later by the police. So it's intoxicated manslaughter is what he ended up in a plea bargain. You know, he pled guilty to that. And that was one of the charges. And 15 years, I believe. And so he's set to be released in 2024. And I think he's up for parole again or in 2016.
Hmm.
I believe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's a sad story for sure. We do have a happier story to get into with you, though.
Good.
Look forward to this. 11.
Justin, I mentioned one thing. One interesting part about this, though, is, you know, Simon, the editor of Sporting Life Arkansas, really on top of this, and one of the people left a comment on our story wondered, how can I send a letter to Mark Pierce? Because I actually wanted to talk to him. I want to interview him. Turns out, as a reporter, you can't telephone interview these guys, at least in Texas. You got to do it in person. And I would guess, you know, if someone wanted to just send them something, probably couldn't do it through email. You got to send an actual letter.
Yeah.
So you can do that. If you're a fan or whatever, want to help, you know, express
reach out
to them. You can do that. Go to Sporting Life Arkansas. Look at the comment section. Our editor has specifically said, here's how you can do it. And one person has already said they want to do it.
So we road trip down there.
Yeah. No, I mean, just send something.
I'm just saying if we want to go talk to
them. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bring a tie line, do the show.
That'd be interesting. Yeah. Ronnie, real quick, we got to take a time out here. Go ahead.
Hey, Justin, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I know where he is, man. It's in Tennessee Colony. It's about 20 miles from Palestine. 5 hours from here.
Okay.
Two weekends ago, my brother-in-law is a pastor in Tennessee Colony, and it's hard to get in the prison system down there now, even for a pastor.
All right, Ronnie, I appreciate the info. Thank you.
All right.
All right. And again, sportinglivearkansas.com, they got info on it too. It's a tragic deal. And like you said, I guess I'd forgotten how many good moments he had and what kind of career arc he was on.
Right.
I mean, it was all upside. And I remember him being an elite. I don't remember how many stars. I don't pay a lot of attention to that. But I remember him having a great high school career as a running back in Texas. So anyway, we'll talk about Razorbacks propositions for the coming season. 11 former Razorback quarterbacks, including our own Matt Jones. Asked by Evan, what are your expectations for the coming season? So we'll tell you what they said coming up. It's 10:49, and it is Thursday, which means it is All You Can Eat Wings at Crazy Mike's. And if you're hungry, that's a good place to go. And if you're not hungry, it's also a great place to go because the food is spectacular. And if you're looking for something lighter, salads, maybe a gumbo, maybe a crawfish bisque, Crazy Mike has you all handled there as well. I'm thinking we should maybe change Thursday to National Crazy Mike's Wings Day every week. I don't know, maybe a bit much. But I do know this. If you're looking to pound a whole pile of wings, Crazy Mike has got what you need. It's all you can eat, for goodness sakes. Specials for lunch as well, Monday through Friday, every week at Crazy Mike's Shrimp and Wings. And go in there, over 10 lunch specials. And they start at $6.50, and that includes your drink. It is really something special at Crazy Mike's. Hot, fresh, and good. 200 North Bowman Road, right off.